Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 8th of July, recording at 6:57 p.m. That's earlier than I usually broadcast, but I have a function to attend. There's plenty going on here, however, to discuss. First, let's have a quick look at what happened here in the markets so far today. The Asian stock markets were mostly quietly steady. Good gain by Japan, though, up 2.76%, and also by Australia, up 2.4%. The European stock markets closed with reasonable gains here again today, 1.5% on average, and the exception being Stockholm, Sweden, which is down a little bit. Now, the U.S. stock market is a little bit higher here as I speak on the heels of yesterday's very strong gains. It has been higher, somewhat higher. It was when Europe closed. And I noticed that the other Americas markets shown are a little bit softer here. That's Canada, Mexico, and Brazil, but only down very slightly, order of third to half a point, a percent. Now, long-dated government bond prices have slipped again in line with the stock market rally. The price of gold is down a little bit here today. It's currently $11.96. The U.S. dollar, well, in the dollar index, it's up a fraction, 83.86, but it's a mixed picture. It's a little weaker against the euro. It is stronger against the yen. The yen is the weaker currency in here today. And let's see, I see the resources currencies are stronger. The Australian dollar definitely stronger in here. And Canadian dollar is a little bit stronger as well. In terms of industrial metals, we have a mostly firmer tone. Soybeans, which had a good day yesterday, are doing so again today. Corn is up as well. Sugar is also firmer, at least the white sugar in the UK. Okay, so what's going on here overall as far as these stock markets are concerned? Well, on Monday we had the first of the upside key day reversals. They were mainly in Asia, and that triggered a stock market rally, which has been quite strong in here this week, producing a number of upward dynamics for the various different markets overall. Now, those big upward dynamics are occurring in the markets that were absolutely hammered lower by short selling. And the short selling is always interesting in terms of an influence on sentiment, because people see the market going down and they turn bearish. And of course, then we get the bearish reports coming out, which rationalize or appear to justify the weakness that we see in the markets, and frighten a lot of people half to death. And that's certainly what we've seen here recently. Well, so this week we're getting the short covering, and it's been quite strong, as it often is when a market is deeply oversold. As I was commenting towards the end of last week and at the beginning of this week. Now, due to that short covering, the markets that had really been underperforming recently are, for the most part, outperforming. Wall Street, the European stock markets, Japan, getting good bounces, whereas the likes of the small ASEAN stock markets and India, which have been strong all along, hovering up near their highs, and in some instances, such as the Philippines today, touching another new high for the year, They did not have the short positions, so it's just business as usual. Steady, not much selling, a bit of demand keeping prices firm. Now, the big question, the sort of the $64 billion question, as it were, is will this rally actually gain traction? And analytically, I prefer to remain an agnostic on this point and let the markets show me, because it's too easy to argue both ways. One could say, hey, the information isn't anywhere near as bad as what people are beginning to discount. The valuations are good. The bearish sentiment was a contrary indicator, and we're going higher in here. The flip side of that argument is, oh my God, look at all the problems. The banks are in perennial trouble. The U.S. economy has debt figures to rival Greece. I'm a little bit of hyperbole in here, just to make my point. The unemployment is too high. The government doesn't seem to be doing what it's doing. These are all things that I see swirling across my desk or and quickly out again of my from my inbox, my email inbox. So there's plenty to concern investors, and markets have certainly been volatile and with a scary downward bias shown in June. Well, my overall feeling is that the situation is nowhere near as bad as people in the West have been saying. I certainly agree that the problems in the West and also in Japan are greater than the problems in emerging Asia and in the resources producer, which remain secular, fuller money themes and have been for the better part of the last decade. But I think in terms of what markets do here now, it's a question of do they see a really good technical rally, which is fueled not just by short covering but by bargain hunting, and that can be justified given the valuations, reasonably attractive valuations. And is that going to be strong enough to actually draw in some momentum demand? Well, I think that will happen, but I don't know if it's now or sometime later in the year. In other words, as I've said before, if the rally is just or primarily driven by short covering, then it'll peter out relatively soon, after a week or two, and we're completing the first week, or tomorrow we'll complete the first week of this rally. And then we'll go back down and probe lower and get more support building and set markets up for a run to the upside, probably in the fourth quarter of the year, because again, the data is not all that bad. Now, I think this is fair value down here. I've said that. I've put some money to work and additional money to work in the stock market. I'm not currently holding any cash in my long-term investment portfolio, although I hold plenty of cash as a separate type of investment, and I always do, and occasionally move it around into different currencies. It's at sterling right now. It's in sterling right now because that's such an oversold currency. So, that's pretty much how I see it in terms of stock markets. And before I move on to other markets, I just want to repeat that point about valuations. Now, valuations are not at bottom of bear market levels. That's when you get mostly single figure multiples. You have a few of those, but for the most part, you look at stock market indices, fuller money themes, the Asian markets. We're talking about multiples in the 10 to 12 region. And that's pretty good given the growth that we're seeing overall. Those are historic multiples, incidentally. And because those economies are still growing, I assume that future earnings prospects are higher. Now, there's no doubt that in the USA that earnings estimates have been revised downwards. Mike Lenhoff had a graph on that, which I posted yesterday. But are we going to see the double dip recession, let alone a depression? I think the odds are against that. Certainly the latter forecast. Okay. Now, long-dated government bond prices too high, and I think people have overdone the deflation depression story. So we're seeing some profit taking here, but it's really a knee-jerk response to what stock markets are doing. And if the stock market rally gets snuffed next week or later this month, and we go back to the lows seen last week, then okay, we will see bond yields up on prices rather almost certainly firm again. In other words, the long-dated government bond yields come down back to their lows, but they look more like shorts than buys to me right now. And what about these currencies? Well, the US dollar has certainly lost a lot of its strength. That was one of the first comments Owen made when I spoke to him earlier today. Yes, indeed, it has. The yen has also come off its highs. I described that yesterday as Japan's monetary harakiri. Harakiri, I think it's pronounced. But because it's just ruinous disembowelment for the Japanese economy. So I think the yen will weaken. I felt that for a while, and it has cost me some open position losses in my yen trading, but I still remain a bear and short the yen. And gold, well, same old story. I'm cautious in the short term, have been since those two downside key day reversals that we saw on attempts to move above the 1250 level in June. The long-term outlook, I think, is attractive for all the reasons that we have discussed so often in these audios and on the site. Industrial metals, I think they'll move with stock markets because they look a bit oversold to me as well. And crude oil, it's a bit firm in here, 75.39. BP's problems mean less and more expensive offshore drilling, which means less offshore oil, certainly in the short to medium term. And in the longer term, it gets harder and harder to produce the stuff. It's not as if the world is running out of oil. It isn't, but it's running out of cheap, easily accessible oil. Or I'll put it this way, that the production capacity for cheap, easily accessible oil is more than matched by demand for the same. So, interesting times, opportunities here in these markets. I think the best ones for investors are in equities, preferably with a yield, preferably in the fuller money themes, and that includes Western shares that are leveraged to the global economy. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.